Now, that was an unfortunate fate for a star, but closer to home, we have a question from Kevin Crumweedy about the ultimate fate of our planet. He says, I've heard the story that in 2 billion years, the oceans will evaporate, and in another 7 billion years, the sun will swell into a red giant and swallow up the Earth. But he wants to know how this was predicted and how certain the science community is that this will be our ultimate demise. Carolyn.
I love the idea that we could ever be certain about our ultimate demise. I'm not really going to claim that I'm an expert about the ultimate fate of the Earth, because I can't read the future any more than anyone else, and I'm certainly not a climate change expert, so I'm not even going to look at that. I'm going to look at outside influences on our Earth. And there are a range of things that will affect the Earth and its climate on the scale of tens of thousands of years. And this is the way that the Earth's orbit changes on long-term cycles. And so we're looking at things that maybe affect the tilt of the axes and how the orbit processes around the sun. And those changes in movement and orientation will have an impact on the amount and how much solar radiation reaches the Earth, with consequences, you know, potentially for long-term periods of glaciation in the future. In terms of the ultimate fate of the Earth, we really do have to look at what the sun's doing. And like all stars, it's currently in what we call the main sequence phase of its life, where it's creating energy by nuclear fusion of hydrogen to helium. And stars in this process get steadily warmer as the amount of helium in their core builds up. So this means in approximately, you know, 1 to 3 billion years' time, the sun will be hotter than it is now. And that's the point when probably, yes, the oceans will evaporate. And I would guess that's kind of going to be a crunch point for the ability to sustain life on Earth. And then even further into the future, when the sun stops burning hydrogen altogether, it starts to swell up to become a red giant. Maybe 6 billion years in our future, it's going to swallow up Mercury. It's probably going to swallow up Venus. And life here on Earth, if it wasn't already uncomfortable, it's going to be worse. We're going to have the atmosphere burnt off, and we're going to be left with a dried out husk. That probably marks the end point for our planet. It's possible there'll be tidal interactions between the Earth and the, you know, much closer sun, and maybe we will slowly spiral in and become part of the sun.
So we better make the most of the 6 billion years at most that we've got left. Now, personally, that sounds like quite a long time to me, so I'm not going to worry too much.